Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Though you see no water for miles around you, you are, like me, nonetheless marooned. We are castaways in this terrible bad dream somebody decided to name Barovia. To switch up the metaphor, we are imprisoned, and the fog is the bars of our cell, and our jailer is Baron von Strahd. As far as I can tell, there's no way to escape other than possibly by dying. Maybe by being eaten by a wolf, let's say.
Oh!
Okay.
God damn it.
Mm-hmm. A werewolf wearing leather armor explodes out of the bush, starts charging it. Then another one, then another one, then another one.
Okay.
Gorob and Lushan wade into the center, as deep into the center as they can be, of the fighting. Maybe, actually, they're going to take an attack of op doing that. Yeah, that's a... The Gorob and Lushan get bit.
God damn it.
9 points of damage.
Are you morons?
God damn it.
And then they cast Thunderwave. Well, Lushan casts Thunderwave.
Yeah, yeah.
Gorob and Lushan deal 38 points of damage.
Fuck.
That minces the one you were fighting, Hector.
Whew. Hell yeah.
It kills the one one of the ones you were fighting, Pip.
That's great. Mm.
And then it wounds the rest of them.
By mince, you mean dead?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
They
get, like, pasted. Ugh. When that happens, all of the werewolves put their hands over their ears and howl in pain. It creates a deafening noise. All of the trees around you shake in their shake where they're standing.
That can be heard for a
true. There are 15 werewolves. Fucking hell.
Gorob and Lushan, you sons of bitches.
And then Gorob swings with his greatsword. He starts foaming at the mouth as he swings, hit. So the Gorob beheads the bound werewolf and then kills another one by driving his greatsword through it, lifting it up in the air, swirling it around, and fucking throwing
it. They're such a fucking double-edged sword, these guys. Mm. They made them come for us, but they've already killed like four of them.
Down to three werewolves.
Yeah, fuck. All right.
Hector, it's your turn.
Mm. Oh, the one I was fighting died?
Yeah, the one you're fighting is dead. Got pasted.
I get his health back. That's nice.
You ever play Doom, the original Doom?
Mm-hmm.
You know when you explode the enemy and it's just like the rib cage? That's what you're looking at, buddy.
Oh, that's cool. I get some health. That's nice. I will look at... So what are the other three doing? Who are they fighting?
One of them is fighting Cribbit because he was backing up. The other two were ones that just burst onto the scene.
Right, I will go for the one attacking Cribbit.
All right.
And I will...
Thank you.
I will attack twice.
First attack hit, second attack miss.
Crab apples.
I will spend Cribbit's...
Bardic Inspiration. Nice.
Hit.
Yes.
That's a d6 on each of them. So, fuck. 28 points of damage.
Nice.
That werewolf takes 28 points of damage as you slam it in the side of the head, and when it turns to face you, you slam it in the side of the head again. The werewolf looks like it's seeing stars. And Elainiel's turn. Elainiel is probably going to focus fire with you. She thinks the situation's pretty under control. She's not going to waste an arrow on this.
Mm, yeah.
And she's just going to fire twice.
I like that I don't know what kind of ranger Elainiel is.
Oh, and two more of a recording of arrows go off.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's 11 points of damage on top of what you just did.
This foil was getting fucked right up.
She fires twice. First attack hit, second attack hit. Oh, actually, no, wait. Does she even need to? She can sacrifice some attack for extra damage.
Oh, yeah.
She downs another werewolf.
Hell yeah. Two left.
It is the...
Elainiel gives you... Elainiel, after she, like, arrow, fills that fucking werewolf like a pincushion. Elainiel looks at you, Hector, and gives you an appreciative nod. It's the werewolf's turn.
It's like, okay, that is all five and... Two more.
Two more. Four werewolves total now.
Oh, and two more.
Two more. Okay.
Two more werewolves burst out onto the scene.
I guess we'll just kill them all. Guess I'll just kill every fucking werewolf in Barovia then.
And they're going to go for eeny, meeny, miny Hector.
Okay.
Hector, two werewolves are coming after you. They've recognized that you're a fucking menace.
Shit.
And what's your armor class? It is. All right, it's pretty good. Miss, miss, hit, hit. You get bit once, clawed once.
I will, as a reaction, I will cast shield.
All right, you only get bit.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Okay, I was hoping I'd get not bit at all, but that's good.
Alas, the bit still happens. You lose 3 hit points. And mark down that you've been bit twice now. All right, then that was two werewolves. Another werewolf is going for Elainiel because they've recognized that she's a fucking menace as well. That's a bite on Elainiel.
Fucking hell.
Elainiel takes 6 points of damage. Death by 1,000 cuts, these guys.
Yeah.
And Elainiel marks down that she has one bite, and then the last one is going to go after Gorob Lushan. These werewolves haven't seen Gorob and Lushan fight, so they're just going for the weird guy. That's a lot of damage.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Gorob and Lushan. Oh, but so Lushan, who you can see, his eyes are poking out of his head. He's a wizard.
Yeah.
He's not used to the adrenaline rush of a barbarian's rage. You can see Lushan's kind of like, yeah. It's like doing speed or something like that.
Maybe this is what they need to maybe, you know, stop being
Stop.
Pieces of shit.
So combat it. You know the moment we split them up as well, they will never leave each other.
Yeah.
There's no way. They've become too used to one.
Gorob and Lushan take 13 points of damage, and I'll mark down that they've been bit twice now.
Okay, God.
Biting's good. Pip, it's your turn.
Okay, I would like to... So there are 4 werewolves once again?
Yeah.
Can I get them all in my 30-foot cone, do I think?
You could get the 2 attacking Hector if you're willing to hit Hector. Oh, wait, no, you attack everyone. No, yep, you're fine. You could get the 2 attacking Hector.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
I forgot it's not like an area attack.
Yeah,
you pick everyone.
Pick the people in it. Sorry, Hector.
Thunk, looking at Hector.
Thunk. What's the rules here?
I kind of feel like I have to do this, Hector.
Yeah.
It's for your own good. That's a hit and a hit. This is nice. Undead Bane, right?
Yep. No, well, Shape Changer Bane.
Shape Changer. Sorry, yes. Don't want to let you know anything about these werewolves.
Uh-oh, yeah.
And that is 16 damage on one of them.
Fuck yeah.
11 damage on the other.
I have 2 more Cordon of Arrows, I think.
Oh, yeah. One each hits one of each of them. One takes 6 for a total of 22, and the other takes 4 for a total of 15.
Hell yeah.
All right. That was... Oh, anything else, Pip?
No. I got no other...
Hector, a hail of crossbow bolts slams down around you, and there is a perfect... When all of them have landed around you, there is a perfect Hector-shaped hole slightly to the left of you. No, all around you, there's a perfect Hector-shaped hole. And it's Krivet's turn. He is going to give another bardic inspiration to you, Hector. And don't forget, Pip, you have a bardic inspiration.
Yeah, that's true.
And then he is going to, fire his light crossbow. He hits. And the one attacking him is dead. He's instead going to hit the one of the two attacking you, Hector. It takes 10 points of damage. That one is bloodied now. It's taken a few knocks from a few different people. And Gorob Lushan. Gorob charges the ones fighting you. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, they're fighting one.
Mm.
Yeah, they're going to attack that one. Hit, hit. That one takes 28 points of damage from Gorob. No, 36 points of damage from Gorob.
Oh.
Oh my god.
Gorob starts tearing it apart with his great sword, and then Lushan is going to cast... He casts Scorching Ray at second level. Oh no. Hit.
Uh-huh.
Miss. All right, so that werewolf takes a further... only 3 points of damage. Gorob laughs at him. Lushan, you puny, puny, foolish wizard! Barbarians are best! and then there's an explosion. For a low number.
Oh, god damn it.
One of Lushan's spells blows up in his face.
Fuck.
Mm. Oh, that's a really low number.
That could be good.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good when magic goes bad.
Yeah. It's certainly funny. Yeah.
Make a DC 12 wisdom saving throw or become frightened. Lushan starts shaking his head. No! 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 Oh, no! He starts dragging Gorob away from the fight.
Fuck. That's these fucking guys.
Yeah, I guess. Gorob is immune to this.
They're only sewn together at the waist.
Yeah.
Does the magic transfer through?
Nah, that's, well, see, what I'm thinking is, it's the rage that makes him immune to this.
Yeah.
So, because Lushan is experiencing the rage.
Yeah,
true.
I'm going to give them advantage on this saving throw. Oh, no.
Yeah,
never mind. No. Despite the rage, despite the adrenaline going straight to Lushan's brain, maybe it's full on, like the meter is like full on. You know how fight and flight are two sides of the same coin? Maybe previously, just a moment ago, the meter was like full on fight, and then it's as far into flight as it can fucking be. All right, and that was Gorob Lushan's turn. Hector.
Right,
back to the beginning.
The bloodied one, I will try and I will hit it twice with
That's
my
a
miss.
And a miss.
I will spend that inspiration to try and make it a hit.
Hit. All right. 20 plus 7, 27 points of damage. You down that werewolf.
God damn.
Right, that is three more.
Three more thus far.
Fuck it up.
Just like looking around, doing some like mental math.
It's Eleniel's turn.
15 werewolves in total.
The other werewolf that's standing in front of you, the one that hasn't taken many knocks, she's going to fire three times. She's taken an extra attack to take a penalty to her hits. Funk, 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 funk. Another one goes down.
Fucking hell.
Okay. Two left
here. It's the werewolf's turn.
Two left and...
You've been keeping track? Two more werewolves appear.
Six in the wild. Four in the wild. There's four in the wild now.
Yeah. Does he get a good boy card for counting so well?
Only if I can get a bad boy card.
Okay.
Get a good boy card.
It's always worth it.
Plot armor. Players roll damage twice and takes lower result.
All right.
This for your next attack, Jack.
Thanks, man.
I can remove one condition affecting me.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's good.
Worth it.
Yay. Perhaps if a good friend of mine is exhausted.
Yeah. Oh, hey. True.
And then the two werewolves. Who was the most effective last turn? Over this last turn? Well, Elaniel.
Yeah.
They converge on Elaniel. Miss. Only one hit, but it is a bite.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just coincidentally, 6 points of damage. Just coincidentally, it seems to be they roll best on their bite
attacks.
They
love to bite us.
They're chompy boys. Chompy lads.
Elaniel screams as another werewolf tears into her thigh. And
ow.
Then it is Pip, your turn.
Okay, can I get...
Nearly the entire party has to roll twice.
Okay, except me. I'm good, right? I've only been bit once.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
you are good.
For now.
I'm
good. I'm going to be okay.
You're fine.
How many can I get in a breath attack?
All right, this one you do have to hit Elaniel.
I don't know if I can do that. I'll just fire two arrows into the same one. And
I think you're out of Shape Changer Bane, aren't you?
Yes, but I remembered I have a bunch of silver bolts. I have one Shape Changer Bane arrow left, and then I have a bunch of silver bolts. So
right,
one will be Shape Changer Bane, one will be silver. And I'd like to hit the same one twice. I'm going to just start concentrating fire.
Ah, silver bolts. They're rusty.
Shit bolts.
The werewolf howls as around where you struck it, you can see its flesh begins to decay and rot.
Hell yeah.
And then pray for a low number.
I went real bad. Damn it. I got these silver bolts from Esme. She gave me prank bolts.
Target practice. Next enemy does double damage.
Shit.
Damn it.
Cribbit gives his last bardic inspiration to, I'm going to say, Pip, do you have bardic inspiration?
I do. I keep forgetting
Hector,
to use
do you
it,
have it?
Not yet. Well, I've used it twice.
Get another one.
Use it a third time.
And then he's going to, man.
No spells?
He's got one fourth level spell. I'm just so scared of using it.
Yeah, no, you don't want to
save
use
it. Save
right
it,
now.
Save it. Just use your crossbow.
You kind of want to be like, that's when shit real hits.
Yeah.
He fires and hits.
Nice.
Dealing 9 points of damage to one of the ones fighting Elanial.
the defeat fight is just too many.
There's so many.
There's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Kribbit's turn. It's Gorob and Lushan's turn. Can the mighty Gorob overwhelm Lushan and force them closer?
Surely.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. He's tough. He's
Gorob
a barbarian.
Gorob rolled half what Lushan did, but makes up for it in just athletics. Gorob drags Lushan back into the fight. Lushan is not going to attack, but Gorob does with his greatsword.
Oh, yeah.
That's a hit and a critical hit. Pray for a high number.
High number.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. We did it.
You did it. Who did you pray to? Remember. Remember for next time.
Okay.
Heroic end. Maximum quadruple damage.
Oh, my God.
If this attack kills the enemy, all allies who can see you have advantage on their attacks for a D10 rounds.
Fucking hell. All right, Gorob and Lushan.
All right. Maybe it was good bringing them along.
Yeah, maybe they weren't having
around. First attack.
Jesus Christ.
First attack deals 12, 17 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
Second attack would deal 20 points of damage for a total of 37.
Uh-huh.
Which doesn't actually kill that werewolf, but badly injures it. That's one of the ones fighting Elanial.
Yeah.
That one is bloodied.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gorob, coated in the blood of so many werewolves, looks at everyone and goes, yeah! And all of you, you're all like, fuck, they got this.
They have been doing incredibly well.
For the next 8 rounds, everyone here gets advantage.
That's so funny. Fucking hell.
Oh, sorry. Maximum quadruple damage. Sorry.
Yeah.
That second attack did 80 points of damage. I'm sorry, that werewolf is dead?
Yeah, yep. Dead and then
yep.
Some.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, after that, like...
Well, yeah, he did got one this. In fucking one hit. All right.
This is like the first time in such a long time you're like, I think we're going to be okay.
All right.
Hector, it's your turn. There's 3 werewolves left. Elanial looks at you like, holy shit, we're fine.
Can you imagine as he like slices it down the middle, a bit of blood splatters on each of our faces?
Gorob, yeah, maybe standing the closest to you, Hector, just puts his hand on that blood in your face and smears it down to give you a bit of like a...
Like a war paint,
yeah,
as it
a bit
were.
Of war paint. You,
all right.
you just briefly in the back of your mind, you're like, is this how disease passes?
No.
Don't think about that. Don't think about that.
No. Some are wounded, yeah?
No, I don't think any of the standing werewolves are currently wounded.
Then I will swing better swing at one of the closest.
First attack, critical hit.
Yes.
Second attack, regular hit.
And I will add that, maybe I'll save this bardic inspiration when I miss.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. You got advantage for so long. Bonk on the noggin. DC 12, 14, constitution saving throw, and a failed save permanently lose 1 point of intelligence.
This guy shouldn't change back.
That's such a funny... All right, that's 32 points of damage.
Nice. Bonk, dong. Just
that
a reverberating bonk.
Mm.
God damn.
Was there anything else?
Nah. Nice. Just a bit of brain leaking out of it.
It's Elanial's turn. She takes a step back, looks at that werewolf, and starts firing. She is going to use that ability again. That's a hit. I'm going to roll these two because there's a decent chance she's going to kill them.
Garbalush and killing that killing that wolf, man. Hey, can you tell the difference between Gorob and Lushan? Which one's the wizard? Which one's the barbarian?
Gorob is the barbarian.
That's what I think too, but I don't know if that's true.
Gorob's the barbarian.
Okay, we were
Lushen's
right.
Lushen's the wizard.
Okay, yep. Good.
Just remember, handy little hint.
Mm-hmm. Little mnemonic.
Lushen, wizard supreme. Goron, first barbarian.
Okay.
Elainiel kills another werewolf. Just first arrow hits it in the chest. Second arrow hits it dead on in its face, and the werewolf's brain fucking explodes.
Yeah.
Then she uses her final attack on another werewolf and deals 21 points of damage.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, sorry, 32 points of damage.
Nice.
And, oh, that one's bloodied. Then it is the werewolf's turn.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, they're all here.
Oh, okay. The gang's all here. Here.
Gang's all here, baby.
Okay. All right.
And then there needs to be... Ah, there they are.
Yeah, there they come. Here they come, out of the woods.
They're all going to bring Gorob Lushen down. Or they're going to try.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I forgot as well. They get advantage.
But Gorob and Lushen are the heart and soul of this party. Cribbit's been demoted.
Cribbit is now the annoying one.
Two bites, one claw. Oh,
fuck.
Shit.
Fuck, dude. We're all going to be wolfmen at the end of this. We're going to be a party of werewolves.
17 points of damage to Gorob Lushen, and that's two bites.
Okay. Cool.
Good stuff.
It's like a, like, you know,
they've been bitten four times.
Two each.
Jesus.
Nice. Woo!
They're so little, and werewolves are so big. They're just mostly bite.
Pip's
turn.
Primarily bite at this point. If I attack with a precise shot that gives me advantage, what do I get? Do I get triple advantage?
If you wanted to, I'd allow it.
All right. All right, I'll fire two arrows into the werewolves, and I'll make one of them a precise shot.
First one, shall we say?
Yeah.
Hit.
Hell yeah.
Somehow. Shocking, I know. Hit, and you only get the two.
Yep.
All right. That one is the one Elainiel hit. I assume you want to hit the one Elainiel hit?
Yeah. These are also two silver bolts.
That's another one down.
Nice.
Very good.
You... hit it twice in the shoulder, rolling its shoulder back. You hear its collarbone snap, and then it falls to the ground. You shove your crossbow into its mouth, pull the trigger one more time. All right. Then it is Cribbit's turn. He's out of bardic inspiration, so he's just going to plug away with his little light crossbow. That's a hit. He consistently does pretty well on this.
Yeah, his crossbow is really good. It's magical.
It's magical,
which is helpful.
Yeah. He does 14 points of damage to one of the werewolves.
Nice.
And it's Gorob Lushen's turn.
All right. They're gonna save this party, then become werewolves.
That's gonna be fun, though, because we are a party of.
Yeah, we'll be a party of werewolves. That's fine.
The fear effect ends on Lushen. Gorob does get his attack. That's a hit. That's a hit. That's a critical hit as well.
Fucking hell. They're going nuts.
Hell yeah. Keep inspiring us.
Yeah.
Pray for a high number.
High. The highest?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Gorob and Lushen have a bunch of pent-up fucking combat in them.
Mm.
Disarmed. Make a DC 18 dexterity saving throw and a successful save. Drop what you're holding and lose that hand. Well, that's actually not any extra damage, so...
Yeah.
I don't think there's werewolves lost in much
what's
longer.
What's the werewolf holding?
Yeah.
It's
itself together.
Yeah. Emotionally.
Yeah.
Just barely. 25 points of damage. That werewolf yips in pain as its left hand falls to the floor. And then Gorob just screaming, covered in blood, looks at Lushen, who... I also start screaming.
I hope his spellcasting is now just screams.
Yeah.
He's going to cast Burning Hands, which bathes four of those werewolves in flames.
We don't even need to be here. We can just go.
All of them fail.
We can just get out of here. They got it.
We're going to the winery.
Yeah,
we'll
you
there?
Good luck.
You there?
You got this.
15 points of damage for all of them.
Nice.
One of the werewolves is bloodied. The other three are just singed. And then it is back to the top. Hector.
Right. I will go for the bloodied one, and I will swing twice.
Hit. Oh, that's right. You get advantage. Sorry. Hit.
Do you keep gunning in your head for 20. A critical?
Yeah.
I'm like, the odds have got to be in my favor for criticals.
30 points of damage, that one goes down.
Yeah.
We didn't really need them, but still.
They're fun.
They're fun.
And that was Hector. It's Elainiel's turn. Elainiel fires. That's another one dead. And then the last one takes 21 points of damage.
I mean, this fight was scary, but it's been sort of okay so far, really.
Well, for
the moment, until these W's on our character sheets.
Gora Blushin are coming into this fresh.
Yeah, that's a great
point. If you'll recall. Gora Blushin have... I mean, like, to be honest, Gorob has only lost one of his rages.
Yeah.
And a lot... They're, like, nearly half health. Gorob has only lost one of his rages. Mm-hmm. Lushin hasn't lost much. He's lost...
And those rages, you get back on a short...
Gotta be short.
Short
rage? Gotta be short, baby.
Yeah. Barbarians love to have a little nap.
A little nap, then get angry again.
Doesn't take a day.
It's a long rest.
Oh.
So that's a long, that's a rage that you're not going to get for another week.
Yep.
Lushin hasn't spent too much of his spells, but he has spent coming on half.
Cool stuff.
Oh, I forgot I did that. Damn, I'm clever. Lushin can cast Booming Blade to make Lushin's attacks so much more powerful. I should be doing that all the time.
That's crazy because Lushin's already been so... Gorob's already been so strong.
I forgot. Lushin's got a lot of good stuff for Gorob. And
they...
Gorob could not help. Yeah. There's no barbarian ability that could help Lushin. Anyway.
They learn how to work together.
Yeah, if only they could.
If only that was the arc of their character. But unfortunately, the arc of their character is to be separated.
Sort of the reverse.
And then go their different ways and never see each other ever again.
Yes.
All right. That was Gorob and Lushin's turn. No, Elainiel's turn. It's the werewolf's turn. Highs or lows?
Highs.
The werewolves turn and flee.
Fair enough.
All right. Okay, well, we'll fire on after them, I guess.
Yeah.
You going to chase after them?
No. Is it? Well, while they're running,
we'll
do some... Like, we've got two archers.
Twang, twang. Try and hit them from a distance.
And some spells.
Yeah. Just to get them on the way out.
No. I don't think Elainiel... No, none of you can hunt them down. They're too fast.
Mm. Oh, that's a shame.
You fire some shots after them, but they get away.
It's kind of more
The three of them left behind.
Yeah.
Good job. All right. Who are you going to check first?
Right. I say, well, all of us have been bit.
Just looking around, seeing 12 human corpses.
Yeah. I will be searching those. One human and. Okay, so I don't know exactly what Esmeralda did to cure us the first time, but...
It was to do with...
Maybe we're okay.
Wolfsbane or something?
And I'd like to search everyone with the Wolfsbane, touching it to their body to check.
Hector, you're fine. Elainiel... not Elainiel's cursed. She's got lycanthropy running in her veins. You can see that. Pip, you are fine. Cribbit is fine. And hang on, let me get more D20s for Gorob and Lushin. Whoa. Gorob and Lushin are... are fine.
What?
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
Well, see, if you'll recall, Gorob is a barbarian.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
He gets advantage on this saving throw, and he gets a +7.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Let me see what I can do.
Okay, well, so what do you need to...
Well, maybe if while I have a look through this,
anything...
you could search the wolfmen for guts.
Did you...
Esmeralda was not terribly forthcoming with...
I know she had a book.
She has an Emmanuel as well.
Did you read it at all?
I read through it. Was there anything? I mean, it was a long time ago.
Okay. You remember that in her book, which has some... No Emmanuel de Monster is the same.
No, of course
not. Even when it's the same
copy
edition,
of the same book is different.
No Emmanuel de Monster is the same. But you, reading through hers, you saw that there was a section on how... Wolfsbane can be used as, if you get the dosage right, it can be used to eliminate lycanthropy within someone's blood. If you're very quick. First off, you got to be quick. Second off, it's worth remembering that the wrong amount of Wolfsbane is just poisonous.
Okay. Here's the deal.
Maybe there's like something... in like a man, in you're vaguely remembering, yeah. If in thine werewolf lycanthropy, thus is thine in their blood, thy may be able to synthesize from thine wolf's bane a sort of molecular bane potion that will seek out thine changing cells to unchange and destruct upon them. But one must be thine careful, for if thine is overzealous with application of wolf's bane or similar, then thy will discover that instead of targeting only thine changing cells, it will also target thine normal cells, thus causing the user to lose blood.
How does this Emmanuel
in brackets,
know about
all of it. So Emmanuel de Monster Molecular Theory Edition.
Okay,
so Emmanuel de Monster, uh-huh. The Smallest Things Possible Edition.
So if you get the dosage wrong,
yeah,
is
if
it
I get the dosage incorrect,
is it
it's just a poison,
or is it a?
It's not clear.
Elanial,
but
is staring. Pretty hard at you right
recently,
now.
Recently, we received, you'll recall, from the direst wolves, some quaggoth vein. That provides an immunity to poison. Plus, I have this formian eye which deforms magic. So theoretically, I could concoct something that, if engage I get the dosage incorrect, will at least perhaps mitigate some of the effects. However, I say, like, putting a finger up to Elanial, I understand this is not my forte. It is Esmeralda's, and we do intend to reunite with her at some point.
But we need to be how far are we from
Elanial looks at you very seriously and then puts a hand on her belly and says, "Will the protection last for just me?"
Do I know?
A potion is drinkable by only one person.
Okay. I use my potion, my good boy card, supersize me. To make it twice as potent, confer the full benefit twice.
All right. So if you spend that and you don't fuck up the roll,
yeah,
you will be able to create a potion that will hopefully keep her from being poisoned and then allow you to put in as much wolf's bane as you want.
Just a packet full.
Ram it in there.
You pack it full of wolf's bane. You can put formian eye and the quaggoth on top.
Yeah. Can I use my bardic inspiration to
bardic
help?
Inspiration?
I think I also have some bardic inspiration
I'm sure
left
you
over.
Yeah.
Bardic inspiration?
I'd like to squat down and make the most important potion of my life. Did I do that with the bardic inspiration, Adam?
Yeah. Can I add my bardic inspiration?
Inspiration.
Would you like to add your bardic inspiration?
I would love to.
Yeah, because this isn't an instant fail, because I don't do this for skill checks, but it is snake eyes.
Go!
All right. With both of your bardic inspiration, you are able to concoct a potion that won't... You don't spoil the potion. You thank God... You put everything you can.
Yeah.
Your most. You put all of your skill, all of the best ingredients you have at hand, and you just make it right.
Take it off before it gets too hot. Maybe a little beaker as well, a part of it. That should do it.
Elanial drinks it, and then there's a long, pregnant pause. But at the end of it, if you check her again, the curse has left her, and her and child are fine.
Thank the gods. All right.
All right. Well, that was...
I need to find out the specifics from Esmeralda for the next time.
So is that a werewolf pack? What is this?
I mean, there are many werewolves in Barovia, although I thought we got rid of most of them in this part of the Svelich Woods, but...
Are they? I'll maybe inspect some of the bodies while I'm assuming Pip starts butchering.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I see if they have any of those medallions or anything like that? Maybe see if they're connected to the previous pack we encountered?
First things first, you get, I'm going to say, you just unfortunately can't harvest all of them, but you do harvest all of their direst wolf hearts.
Hell yeah.
You get, I don't know how many that, how many did you kill
12.
Again?
Twelve.
You get 12 direst wolf hearts.
So many hearts.
I got 16 direst wolf hearts.
Actually, you know what? Make it 11.
Okay.
One of them is a Franken heart.
Okay.
Yeah, It's just a quirk of nature.
Cool.
But in addition to that, you get Edercap Lung, which one of them had presumably just et.
Nice.
You get three doses of Edercap Lung.
Cool.
You find some poltergeist screams.
Cool.
Did you say screams?
Five poltergeist screams.
It's called poltergeist screams. It's actually kind of like a plant, but it does scream.
At night, the flower opens up and issues a screaming noise, which can be mistaken for a banshee if you're uneducated.
Yeah. And that's when the flower is planted, right?
No, I'm just...
So these ones can scream?
It's a quieter scream. Sort of more like a...
Something like that, yeah. Vampire teeth, one dose.
Whoa! That's a cool one.
That's basically specifically... Vampire teeth, you would know, specifically used for staking vampires.
That's awesome.
They ate a vampire. That's funny.
It's just called vampire's teeth. You find 9 doses of... only 4 doses of Raven Feather.
Oh, yeah?
And then a emerald.
Uh-huh.
And 3 garnets.
Fuck yeah.
Mm. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Anything else of use?
Anything for
the non-monster hunters in the party?
Boy?
Anything for maybe Gora Blushin, the true hero of today's adventure?
Yeah, Pip's getting all of the rewards. Yeah.
You go through the pockets of their many pants and you find...
Oh, that means the other 3 are going to like have to abandon their pants.
Oh, true.
120 gold.
Yeah, right. All right. Okay.
Not too bad.
Then, as I would say, as afternoon is wearing on, not any time close to night,
yeah,
but just as afternoon is wearing on, you encounter just a small, like a, You know how if you don't wear pants... Oh, sorry, if you don't wear pants.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know if you don't wear pants, people stare at you?
Uh-huh.
No,
you know how if your pants don't have pockets, or a precursor to pockets was like a little pouch that people would carry? Mm-hmm. You see one of those just lying in the middle of the road, and slightly off to the side of the road, you can see that there is a wagon that has lost one of its wheels.
Oh.
It appears... You can't see into the wagon. The wagon's kind of facing you. There's no animals here. There's just the wagon that appears to be empty and then the pouch in the middle of the road.
Is the pouch placed in a way that it is looks like a trap? Or is it...
Yeah,
describe what that looks like.
Well, like a pouch just like, you know, you just like place it down as opposed to it falling down and scattered a bit. Mm.
It doesn't look like it's scattered, but it's like, lying down on its side. It could have been placed. It could have been dropped.
Look, as it were on its side, I'd be like, that's more of a chance of it not being a trap.
Yeah, yeah. All right, sure. I'll approach and, like, I don't want to look in the wagon. I just want to look for tracks and stuff around it.
As you get closer, you don't have to look into the wagon. Never mind. You don't roll high enough. All right, you're looking for tracks?
Yeah.
You see that there are, I mean, this is a very frequented road, so there are kind of always tracks going through here. But right now, you can see, looking at the road, what probably isn't just people traveling back and forth, you can see that some people kind of like ran about here.
Okay. It's,
you don't see any signs necessarily of a struggle. You just see like a lot of people, when I say a lot of people, I mean like 10 people. Yeah. In one place, just kicking up dirt, running about.
Possibly a scuffle, I say. It looks about it's about 10 people were here at some point. Maybe they were dancing.
I look around, look at
Eleniel sloops off the road and into the forests. You immediately lose sight of her.
I'm going to pick up the satchel as well and have a look inside.
There's something in it.
I'll look into the cart then.
I tip it out into my hand.
In the little pouch is a spinning top carved with four faces. One of them is quite clearly a happy face. One of them is a sad face, got tears running down its cheeks. Another face is, you would imagine, maybe wrathful. It looks like it's screaming at you. And then the final face is a, well, no, I wouldn't need to roll. This is a common sight in Barovia.
Yeah.
The face of a dead person.
Oh.
You look in the cart. And you can see lying in it with just their legs dangling off the edge are two people, a man and a woman. They're cold to the touch.
Yeah. I look to see if they are, like, what might have killed them.
You?
Do they? This is a divine sense. Undead, maybe. How many of them do I have left? I'm going to say not many. The last one, I cast it.
All right.
You senses undead, celestials, yes, devils, and demons. You detect none of those.
All right, they're not going to jump out at me. That's nice.
That's good.
Then go and maybe inspect them.
Having a look, you can see telltale bruising around their wrists and throat, and maybe their legs as well. You can see that they were bound and then unbound post-mortem. If you open both of their mouths, you can see inside is a single flower growing.
Oh, no.
Flower growing or flower placed in there?
It's alive. These people have been here for some time. This flower, you look, maybe if you grab or manipulate it, you can see it's planted in their throat, like taken hold.
So this isn't like, say, the rose in the previous.
No, that was. All right. Ritualistically play. Well, I mean, this is probably also a ritualistic thing. Of course it is. But when you pull it out, the roots come out with blood and esophagus attached. It had sprouted and rooted in
them. Is this like the needle? Like, is this like those some of the plants that we fought on a bridge? Do they look like that?
Oh, fuck. Good roll. You see, yes. It bears a very rudimentary appearance to, like, if you shrunk one down teeny tiny size and then it had a flower.
Right.
Maybe I poke my head in. I found a fucked up little... Oh.
As I pulled it out, is it, like, still alive or did that kill it?
That, yeah, I think the flower would immediately wither and die.
Pip?
Yeah, what the hell?
Hold up, the plant.
Emmanuel the Monster does not say this.
Yeah.
But... I would say that you know this, Pip.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a great creature, sometimes called the Goliathus tree.
Yeah.
It's got many different names, though. But that's just that is the most common name for it. That is where blights of different types come from. It creates a fruit, which when either the seeds are planted, it sprouts blights.
Mm-hmm.
Or if the fruit is eaten, the person dies.
Oh.
And a blight grows from them.
So they were force-fed this fruit.
Right. Yeah, I would say this is the work of druids, possibly. Blights, you see, they don't just come from anywhere. They come from a Goliathus tree. It's kind of like a big, not a big evil tree, I suppose. And the fruits of this tree, once consumed, will make that happen.
I open the other mouth of the other person and maybe rip out the
There's one in there as well.
And make that dead as well. Is it just that is just one, that is it? Is there?
I mean, the fact that this happened means there's possibly blights or druids around, but that's pretty much it, right? Like, they eat the fruit, they die.
Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom. Yeah, but that's, I mean, they're not about to jump, well, I hope they're not about to jump back alive at us.
No,
possessed by the plant. I think it's just murder. That's all we're looking at.
What was in the pouch?
This. I put the little spinning top on my palm and spin it.
You spin it?
Yeah.
What? It's like, what is that?
When it lands, it lands on the happy face. Yeah. Pip, you feel happy.
Oh, can I immediately associate it with the spinning top?
No.
I'm happy I found it, I guess.
It brings you a little bit of joy to spin it.
It's kind of fun. I might keep it, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Happy, sad, angry, dead.
1 in 4. Cool.
That's a bit of a worry. That's a bit of a worry.
Just in the...
It was just in the pouch, yeah. I don't know. Perhaps dropped by one of these people before. I imagine that as the plant flowered within them, they probably crashed their wagon.
And maybe... No, they were... It looked like they were unbound.
Oh. Well, that's weird.
Bound, force-fed the fruit. That doesn't sound unlike the druids.
Mm. But then to crash the wagon?
Oh, the wagon isn't crashed. It's missing
just
a wheel.
The side. Okay, yeah, okay.
The wheel could have just fallen off.
Yeah. Mm. Does that make me more suspicious of the
spinning
top?
Well, actually, the druids could have made the wheel fall off as a ploy to get them to stop.
Mm.
Mm. I mean, it's wood. Yeah, druids, good with wood, from memory.
Mm. That is a very sad thing. Maybe it's like if their eyes are open, kind of close their eyes, say a prayer to Penia. And is there anything on this wagon of use? Or has it been basically stripped there?
Yeah, the druids or just people before Thousand you more. Have stripped this of anything worthwhile.
Well, look, we don't really have it. We could burn the bodies or whatever it is we need to do here, but we need to head off.
Yeah, look, something will come for them.
Gorub and Lushan, being uncharacteristically quiet, wander over, and Lushan puts a hand on the wagon, and from underneath his hand, flames begin to spring.
Step back, let the wagon burn.
Yep.
As you walk away, the wagon is consumed by flames behind you. You find somewhere safe-ish. Yeah. I mean, nowhere in Brovia is
And probably beyond the wagon as well.
Mm. Oh, so you don't want to, in the beautiful wagon light set up your camp?
I suppose we wait till the wagon...
The smell of burning corpses that doesn't well within you an appetite
super
for dinner?
Appetizing, not really.
Yeah, it's strange.
So with the... So these were, I guess... I was like planted. The blights were planted a long time ago, so we know that these are the hunting grounds of the druids. So we need to be.
Especially are we close enough? Do I think to where the druids are that it's like they're watching? Probably.
I mean,
or is it the kind of thing where the druids are sort of always watching?
It's hard to. Pretty much. Yeah. It's hard to find a place in Barovia aside from a city where the druids don't have dominion. They're more active in the west, which is where you are, but anywhere that you can find the Slavish woods, you will find the druids.
Yeah, well, I mean, we are in the west, which is where the activity is higher, but the druids kind of have dominion over everything that's not city, and Barovia is mostly forest. So.
Mm.
Mm. Whether this is a plant or just some fucked up thing they're doing, I don't know. Whether they put it here, I mean, to... Because they knew we'd be coming by, I don't know. This is around where we encountered them last time, though, yeah? We're kind of close to the Moonfall
You're
crossing.
In between the two crossings, So it's pretty much.
So, I mean, maybe this is just where they're doing their druid biz.
They're farming.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Mm.
Elenial nods. She... Almost like an animal is at the edges of your impromptu camp, like sniffing the air, basically. She turns to the two of you and says, I would assume anywhere within this area to be dangerous.
Yeah.
It is an easy assumption to make, especially with the druids. This handiwork, it implies that they have been active recently, and we should assume to be attacked within the night.
Yeah, our watches. I mean, we do a watch every night.
Who wants Probably first him. Watch? I'll take. Who wants? I'll take first watch.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Who wants?
I will join you. She says.
Me and Krupp will take second.
All right. Can I get you to roll that big old d20?
Yeah, baby. Oh no, baby.
What'd you get, baby?
Hot 19.
19. Oh, okay. This could be fine.
Highest may be good. It's good in regular. But it's bad in encounter, bro.
It's great.
Oh, fuck. He's going Tony the Tiger mode.
Far away from the two of you, back the direction that you came, the dying embers of the wagon are slowly, slowly going out. But there is still enough light cast from the embers that one could see quite clearly if one was standing here. One could see a single heavy paw print.
Oh, my God.
Down into the road. Boris looks behind him at the assembled...
God.
I'm so sick of fighting wolves.
At the assembled maybe 80 or more direst wolves.
80?
Pardon?
His full pack finally assembled. Escher has failed and Boris will find victory. Strahd will have the heads of Pip Mandarin and Hector the Dragonbane on a platter. And then, finally, Boris will receive the recognition he so deserved. The two of them will be just another on a many long list of adventurers that Boris has killed in the name of Strahd.
80?
For these two, for all the others, it was just for the fun of it. But with these two, it's become personal. They have thwarted Boris again and again. This, that Pip Mandarin has lasted longer than a year is a mark against Boris's name. No adventurer lasts this long, and no adventurer will continue to last this long.
God damn it.
Boris issues a long, low howl, and then the pack hunts.
My God.
Thwarted. We've just run away.
We've just fought a bunch of wolf men.
Hector.
Oh, yes. My God.
You and Elaniel turn your heads eastward. You vaguely think that you heard something, like a noise.
Is that
It echoes impossibly, making it hard to discern what it was.
Is that a scream?
It could have been a lot of things, Elaniel says. Oh, shit, blights! from the west.
All right, Adam, sure, yeah.
Jumping you a cadre of blights, and up the back, you see Hector. When you turn around to face the blights, you recognize that your dark vision is... Maybe you saw this last night as well, but your regular dark vision has become augmented, different. It looks like shadows disappear within a larger range than normal dark vision. Dark vision is also in black and white. You no longer see in black and white in darkness. You see in full color. It's just as if all of the shadows, well, you would describe them as the shadows die. Something about it feels like the death of shadow.
Okay.
But anyway, you see quite clearly up the rear of this blight formation is a druid. Well, what you would assume to be a druid. He wears furs mixed with leaves and brush. He has in his outstretched arms a staff made of wood, and he has a maniacal grin on his face. You can see that he is bleeding from his mouth. You're not sure what the significance of that is. Anyway, let's go to initiative.
Cool. Feels berserkery, I reckon, bleeding from his mouth.
Definitely eating something.
Yeah. He's eating some bad berries or whatever.
Hector, you're first. They're 120 feet away.
Pip and, I guess...
Cribbit?
Cribbit and Goroblushin, they're not awake, are they?
No. When you turn around and Elaniel calls out, they kind of realize they've been rused. They've been rumbled, if you will, and they start sprinting.
So who's 120?
You would have only just noticed them. You and Elaniel would have only just noticed them because both of you have enhanced vision.
Yep. So 120 feet away, who am I seeing? What am I seeing?
You see a mass of blights moving. Some of them stand upright and sprint. Some of them are on all fours and loping towards you. Some are large, some are small. Some are set. Some... it looks just like a mass of trees and bushes are making their way towards you.
I just start lobbing Eldritch Blasts.
Oh, Eldritch Blasts for the first time?
Yep.
All right. Cool. You know how I said earlier that sometimes you're not in control when you use this power? When you channel Eldritch Blast, your arm jerks, mm-hmm. and you realize you're now holding a whip. You're not doing any of this. The whip reaches backwards, or you reach your arm backwards, and the whip arcs back behind you. Elainiel glances at you like, what is going on? And then you throw the whip forwards. As the whip is thrown forwards, it started out as an ethereal thing, but as it becomes more and more physical, you realize it has a bone white pearlescent handle, and then the whip part where leather would be, instead it is bone chained to bone, chained to bone, chained to bone.
Cool.
Metal as hell.
As you do it, you hear a screaming sound, which you realize is you. Involuntarily screaming. Who do you target with the Eldritch Blast?
I still have that.
Yeah, your throat's still fucked up.
Oh, that's going to be good. Let's see. I will cast... I'll cast both beams at the druid.
At the druid? Miss.
Too bad.
The druid reaches up with her hand, and as she does so, you see the earth explodes out before her, and she creates like a shield of rock in front of her that it strikes.
I'll call out to wake up to the others, but
right.
Is that a hoarse whisper?
How fast can these things
move? Pip's a heavy sleeper.
They close half the distance towards you, and then Pip.
Mm-hmm. Am I roused?
You kind of like, you look up and you can see a line of bones on top of you. You track it one way and you see Hector wreathed in unholy looking black flames holding a whip made of bone.
That's not good. All right, I'll roll out of bed at least. Can I see the blights?
No.
I don't have dark vision.
Yeah, you don't have dark vision. You can't. You just see darkness all around you. I don't think you'd have a campfire right now as well.
No. Can I light a torch?
You can light a torch, sure.
I'll do that for my action. Yeah. Right.
The torch, unfortunately, does not shed light. Oh, no, wait. In the dim light, you can. Oh, there's a lot of them. But that's all you know.
Oh, fuck.
You just see a lot of shapes moving
oh,
towards
fuck.
You. It's Elainiel's turn. She's going to start firing into the mass of blights.
It's bad not knowing how many. Mm. That upsets me. That stresses me out.
Oh, nice. Critical hit. Pray for a high number.
Hi.
That's pretty good. Good job.
Yes,
you could have prayed harder. Just letting you know. And I expect you to pray harder next time.
I will. I'm sorry. I apologize. Yeah.
Follow up. Maximum damage, and you may make another attack with advantage against the same target. Oh, good job.
Nice. There are rolls.
Fuck. Holy shit. She does 75 points of damage.
Oh, fucking hell. Literally, in the last two combats, somebody's going fucking apeshit on the damage. Jesus Christ.
The mass gets a little bit smaller, but it doesn't look like it got smaller enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, you're looking at it, you're like, I wish that got a bit more smaller, you know? Everywhere Elainiel fires one of her arrows, it creates a hole in the mass that just begins slowly closing itself up. It's Cribbit's turn. Cribbit rolls out of bed, and that's his action. It's the druid's turn. The druid plants both of her feet squarely on the floor. Hector, you're really the only one who can see this. And she stretches her arms out in front of her. When she does that, shroom, 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 trees begin to explode out of the ground. Pip, you hear this and then you see it.
Yeah.
A ring of trees closes you in your camp. There is no escape.
You
would need to chop down some pretty thick, hefty pine trees to get out of this. It is do or die.
Okay.
Hey.
Thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.